Our pledge of the week comes from Miss Bauman's kindergarten class at the Hayden Canyon Charter School.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
It's news time with award-winning newsman extraordinaire, Kevin James.
Man sets world record as he stuffs 255 peeps in his mouth.
Am I the only one who realizes that this story isn't news?
It's not news. It's Kevin's news.
Ladies and gentlemen, say hello to Kevin James. Kevin.
Oh, man. News. Breaking news around the world, guys. Was that like the chicken dance? What was that?
A little bit of both. I don't know. It started to be the breaking news sound. And then
you mean
it,
this? It... And now, live on scene.
That's heavy.
Here's our weather slash news slash citizen of the week.
Citizen?
Of the week.
Of the week.
Here's Slim Widmer.
Oh, gentlemen, Slim had to step away. It's Seymour Chili Butts out here.
Hey, Seymour!
Live of the Chili Butts plan.
Yeah, yeah.
Of Central Kentucky.
Yeah, Central Kentucky weather.
Now, you moved to the south there, Seymour.
Yeah, you
and,
did.
Yeah. From the northwest, where it's supposed to be winter, and today was the first day I've had snow in my driveway.
Yeah.
No,
that's a true
just
story.
Just a skiff. Yeah. It's not.
No. Yeah.
The ground's wet, but that's it. And you're in Kentucky, where that's not supposed to snow.
Mm. Thank you.
And back to you in the studio.
How's that going?
Thank you.
And that
thank
sums
you.
It up, folks. Back to you.
Thank you. There is, boys, right now, I came outside to, you know, field this call for you. It is in the 20s.
I can hear the ground crunching.
Yeah.
That's what I wanted to get. I wanted to see if I could get close and get the sound effect of 8 inches of snow and ice under my feet.
Oh, geez.
Okay, I'm not kidding you. I'm not kidding. It is insane how much snow and ice we got here in a 24-hour stretch.
This is what I've always wanted to tell you for over a decade. We could probably hear the crunching if you'd shut up.
Let's try and get some good crunch, guys. Let's go for some good crunch. Here we go. Let's see if we can get some good crunch here. Good crunch. Could you hear it?
Yeah, for sure.
Let's see. How about this?
That's crazy. Did you get? I heard one of the weather guys there, Seymour, say it was like an ice sandwich, where you got like ice, then snow, then ice.
I hate that guy. That was Seymour Stinky Butt.
distant relative.
I don't like him.
I know him.
Everyone here is a distant relative.
Of course they are. It's Kentucky,
okay.
Man.
South, baby.
Come on.
Do you know Seymour Stinky Butts? Yeah, I know him. He's my second cousin's brother's nephew.
Absolutely. His wife.
Yeah, we know them.
Yeah. Here's the thing, guys. If you're seeing it in the news at all, because it is a crazy winter storm.
Yeah.
I had a lot of people at my work, you know, well, you're a big Pacific Northwest guy. You're probably used to this. And, okay, yes, we probably have had worse ice storms. I mean, we had a way worse ice storm in the 90s, 96. And over the course of our time, we have worse snowstorms, right? We get more snow.
Mm-hmm.
But, guys, you can't – 20 degrees and icy is still 20 degrees and icy.
Absolutely.
And when you don't really have the infrastructure ready to take it down, you get behind real quick, and it gets really messy.
Yeah, I mean, you've got, like, one plow, and, you know you're not treating the roads, and they're just – all they say is, well, let's just wait it out. It's cheaper and easier if everybody just stays home for four days, and then we'll deal with it next week.
Yeah, I mean, I thought about it. I was talking to my wife Anna about it. We were giggling because it was we were just giggling. We're just big gigglers.
You guys are gigglers. Yeah, I always said that,
guys. We just giggle all the time, guys. And so we were just giggling around, and we were talking about the fact that you couldn't hear any plows. I mean, it was...
No.
It's in 1 hour, Jay, it snowed over 6 inches.
That's crazy.
And I was like, okay, well, we're gonna hear some plows. Not till the next day.
Yeah.
Not till the next day. And I thought, you already are way behind, because it snowed 6 to 10 inches. Then that evening, it had, like, the freezing rain. And once that hit, I thought, well, we're done. There was 2 inches of ice around the entirety of my truck.
Oh, fun. Yeah.
Oh, I've always seen those pictures. That's wild.
Also, it doesn't look like it's going to melt. I just looked at your 10-day forecast.
Oh, Jay, thank you.
I mean, you guys are a full 10 degrees colder than we are for the next 10 days. That's crazy.
Yeah, it's cold.
Congrats,
man. It's crazy, crazy, crazy cold.
So will everything stay shut down then, or what do you think?
Okay, so it was wild. On Monday, everything was shut down. They, like, pretty much declared state of emergency.
Yeah.
Everything shut down. So I think the only thing that was really open were a few grocery stores. So I wanted to go check it out, because I wanted to be part of it.
Yeah, big four-wheel drive giggler guy there.
He's an inquisitive reporter. Yeah.
And, you know, hey, we know how to drive in it. Like, there is that part. We
sure
do know how to drive in it. I'll give the Pacific Northwest credit for this. We, you know, some folks out here, Oh, boy.
Yeah.
I got behind a car. I don't know what was happening inside of it. And I thought, how are you going 1 mile per hour and sliding all over the place?
Yeah, at the same time. Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, I drove up there. It was this huge, it's a huge Walmart super center. Jay, it'd kind of be like the one out in the valley.
Yep.
I mean, just, it's monstrous. And, it was me and about 4 other people.
That's
at
so
1 o'clock
weird.
In the afternoon. And if you had seen the roads then, you would have been like, wait, what? Why aren't there more people out?
It's not that bad, but for them, it's obviously just a nightmare.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. And I do wonder, if you parked outside or whatever, you might not have been able to get into your vehicle.
Just because it was frozen over.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
Yeah,
were the stores, like, before the storm hit? Like, was it a mad rush to stock up too, and all those things you always hear about?
Like, it was like COVID 20,
right?
It was, you walked in and you go, "There's, we're gonna be wiping with our hands again."
The shelves are empty.
Absolutely, that is, oh man, no fun. How did you get into your car with, you know, 2 inches of ice built up all around it? Like, what do you do there?
Okay, so, Jay, you can... I keep referencing Jay. Steve, you can tell me if I'm wrong here, if this is a bad idea.
No, you're right.
I hit it with the warm water on the handle.
Well, that's kind of what I was thinking, but I didn't know if that was dangerous to, like, crack anything or hurt, you know.
So that's also what I've heard. I've heard that's not great, so... I did the warm water on the handle because I needed to get it so I could at least open it.
Right, so the handle can move,
And then you guys know me. I'm pretty much as ripped as Rob Sacre.
Right.
I just elbowed around the edge of the door frame.
Let's go.
To crack the ice. And do I have a bruise today? Yeah, but you know what?
Yeah.
I'm on the roads, baby. I'm mobile.
Got a car.
Oh, yeah. Hey, let me ask you this. Do you have an ice scraper with you?
Okay. It was probably in the inside of the car, Steve.
No, but I'm also wondering, like, what people think in Kentucky of the ice scraper.
Fair.
Okay. I have mine from Spokane that is, like, it's not super big. It's probably about 8 inches long. One of the little ones you kind of get at the gas station on the way out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's cute.
So same Z's.
Kevin, I know, right? It was just kind of like you get the one that works.
Yeah.
The ones here are like out of a cartoon. 8 feet long, huge brush on the back.
Right. You have to keep it in your trunk because it's like golf clubs. They're so big.
Yeah. Novelties. It's Cincinnati Bengals on the side of it.
Well, they didn't make the playoffs.
No, so they're all out down here scratching off windows.
Right, yeah, good point.
Yeah, Joe Burrow's got to do something.
Put some vinegar in a spray bottle, Slim. That's how you get the ice off.
Yeah, And Steve, they do. Is that real? Wait, is that real?
Yeah, that is actually real. I like how you came back to it and went, wait, was that actually a tidbit? Is that a trick?
Well, okay, well, let's get into something else that happened. But, Steve, I will say this. They did not have a lot of the scrapers at the grocery stores.
Uh-huh.
So they are at a premium. They are at a premium.
Oh, I bet.
They also don't have a lot of sleds here. And I have sleds from Spokane.
Atta boy.
The amount of people who saw our kids sledding and have asked to borrow the sled. I'm like, yeah, $20 an hour.
There you go.
Yeah. Yeah, this is great. Yeah.
Absolutely. Use these Washington sleds.
Yeah, that's right.
Heck yeah.
Remember when you probably were packing those going, why are we taking these to Kentucky? This is stupid.
Right.
And then you get there and you're like, hey, how smart are we right now?
All right, I have one more question, Slim, about all the thing when I went to Kentucky for your wedding, and I was fascinated by the beauty of just all the horse farms, horse ranches, whatever they're called.
Mm-hmm.
And, there's so many horses. What do they do? How's that with the horses, like in this kind of weather? Do they all just get to go into some sort of big barn? Do we just have horses like huddled up together in a field with ice on them?
Yeah, it's like a big Gary Larson picture.
Right.
Far side of horses making fires and roasting.
Yeah.
Roasting
drinking coffee.
KJ, I got to assume they're all in the barns. Now, I will say we had to go out. I had to go out yesterday to one of the big horse track here in Lexington. We were setting some stuff up for them for an event they've got coming up. And it is the most beautiful-looking place with the snow I have seen in a very long time. It's straight out of Hallmark. But normally you see a bunch of horses. There were none. But they have massive barns here in Lexington, where I'm assuming that's where they put them all. I've got to. I can't imagine they transfer them anywhere. So I'm sure they just get in these barns. But there's a lot of horses when you drive around that are just not there anymore.
Well, you know how hard it is to get the horseshoes off and get the skates on? It's not easy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not easy, Jay.
Yeah.
It's not easy.
Yeah.
We've got a gal who moved here from our area, from Spokane, who was our nanny back in Spokane. She moved here.
Oh, weird.
She moved here because she wanted to get away and just try something new for a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So she moved out here to help out with us and she's like coaching volleyball out here.
Wow, let's go.
She moved here on the 2nd of January. On the 3rd of January, we got 8 inches of snow, and the city froze over. And she said, what happened? Because she almost didn't bring boots. We had been talking so much about how warm it is here.
Yeah.
So we kind of blame her for the whole thing.
It's fair enough.
I like that idea. Yeah. I do like that idea. Yeah.
So, we're hanging her in the town square today.
Okay. All right. Goodbye, Seymour.
Love you guys.
Love you, Seymour.
See you, Seymour. You love the live report.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Look like a suit on the top.
Right.
With shorts.
Yeah.
Mm. Is that the equivalent of like dressing like a mullet?
Kevin James.
Yeah. Party business up top, party down low.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
It's a listener letter. You wrote it down. We picked it up and we're reading it now. Gonna find out if we can help at all. And we're gonna see if you can help with your calls. It's gonna be fun and it's gonna be great. So let's get to it. No need to wait. It's a listener letter, don't you know? And we're reading it here on the Jay and Kevin Show.
All right. Well, I said we had a dirty daddy in the house and now I'm gonna prove it. His name is Steve. It's not our Steve.
Mm-hmm.
He is not a dirty daddy. Good morning, guys. I need some opinions on something I do with my son that I think is totally normal. My wife's not too happy about it, though. My son is 9, and anytime we go hunting, fishing, sports, etc., man stuff, I let him swear if he wants to, and I swear around him. I tell him that it's something that, hey, this is all, you can only do this with dad.
Mm.
This is the thing. Well, needless to say, he slipped up in front of mom.
No way.
With a real doozy. And we had to tell her our little deal, like, oh, this is where he heard that and blah, blah, blah. And she said, you know, it's not okay. I think it needs to stop. But she will let me make my own decision that I think is best.
Ouch.
Wow, you're in trouble.
Good luck.
A dirty daddy. He said, is it really that big of a deal? Can we keep our deal, or do I just have to let mom win this one? That is from Steve, the dirty daddy.
Did you say seven? How old?
Nine.
Nine, okay. All right.
I feel like that does make a difference a little bit, too.
Age?
The 2 years in age.
I mean, it definitely makes a difference. I don't know if there's a difference between seven and nine or not, but...
2 years.
Thanks, Kev. actually, 24 months.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you. Could be more, because, you
know... I think we're still counting in months, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, probably pretty young for that. Also, you're trusting a nine-year-old to know the appropriate time and or place.
Yeah.
So that's a big risk on your part.
Do you think that it's fair to say it could really depend on the kid?
I mean, I suppose, but yeah, it's probably just a bad idea overall. Again, he's most likely going to forget or say it in a wrong situation, and you could probably just not do that. I mean, once they get older, obviously they're going to make their own decisions. They're going to be around it a lot more. But I don't know if you got to be, you know, introducing that at nine. Seems early.
Yeah, and it's one of those that, okay, so what if dad, you know, when he's hunting or whatever, dad swears?
Mm-hmm.
I think that's different, right? Because you're not telling him, hey, you can do it too. Usually, I think the theory is, you know, it's not good, but those are grown-up words, and someday when you're a grown-up, I guess you can use them too if you want. But,
sure.
You know, whatever the case is, that seems to be the way most people handle that.
Right.
But this dad's just like, come on.
What do you think, Ben?
So my wife, we're actually expecting her at the end of May.
Congrats.
And she doesn't even like it when I swear, and I'm 30.
Right.
And the way we're going to raise our kids, it's not okay to swear. Like, that doesn't make you any better of a person.
Sure.
Any better of a man or a woman or whatever it is. There's so many better ways of expressing yourself than swearing.
And you're also, they're going to hear it at some point, so you're going to have to tell them that what's okay and what's not okay, obviously.
Exactly, and I'm at the stage now that I've started working on my language. That way, when the kid arrives and he gets old enough to start picking that stuff up, it's not a big change for me.
Sure, yeah, you just get used to it.
What about if it's really funny?
Okay, Kevin.
No, foul language not okay.
Very good, Ben. Thank you, man. Appreciate
what if it's really, really funny?
What if it's really, really funny? Yeah, everything still might be no. Yeah. I mean, and if she doesn't want it, it's probably best to just say, okay, you know, you're right. Mom's right.
Well, and it was very nice of her to
let him make up his own decision.
Yeah, to say, you know what? I'm going to let you make your own decision of what you think is right. I think we know what that means.
Yeah, right.
Steve, well, you've never been married or really in a relationship. Do you know?
Not that I know.
Do
of.
You know what that means?
What?
That phrase that she said. I'm going to let you make your own decision on what you think is right.
It sounds like she's going to be like, hey, you know, you decide what's right.
She'd be supportive of no matter what he does.
Yeah, that seems right.
That seems right.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Does it have anything on the top of it? You don't know if it has anything on top of it?
What do you mean? Lynn's tuna casserole. That's all it says.
Kevin James.
Does it have anything on top of it? On the top of the tuna casserole. Read where it says.
Oh,
do you put anything on top of it?
I thought you meant on top
casserole.
Of the letter. I'm like
physically on top of it.
The Jay and Kevin Show on the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
We will qualify you for a staycation coming up in just under 30 minutes. 8 o'clock will do it. Did you guys see it last night? Whoa, how crazy was that? Did you see it?
What was it?
Did you see?
No, I don't think I saw it.
The kickoff of the TGL Golf? Oh my gosh, who didn't want to watch that?
Oh, wait. So it's not the video game. It's like...
a simulator.
Simulated golf.
I mean, it's golf. It's just hitting it into a simulator on steroids.
What does that mean?
It has a 5-story screen that you hit into. Like, there's simulators around town that you can hit into that, you know, they're probably 7 or 8 feet tall. This thing was 5 stories tall.
Dang.
Oh.
And it was a... There was some cool things about it, and it was just kind of a weird... It's a weird concept. They built this. Tiger Woods helped with this, and Rory McIlroy. It's kind of their brainchild. You build in Palm Beach Gardens, Florida, this gigantic simulator the size of a football field. It has one giant screen in it that's 5 stories tall. And then after you hit into the screen, into the pretend part of it, you anything within 30 yards, there's a real green.
Okay.
And so you chip to the real green if you're within 30 yards, and it has, you can also hit out of real sand. So you're hitting off actual grass. You have actual rough, because it's like these little squares of rough, little squares of fairway, and then little squares of sand that you hit out of. When you get to the green, underneath the ground, it has these metal plates that can be adjusted so it can change the undulation and the steepness of the green.
Wow.
Based on what the video game is. Okay. So it's like, one, you're shooting uphill with a big break to the left, and then the computer changes the green. It was insane.
What was
absolutely
that?
Crazy.
What was that word you said?
Undulating.
Yeah, what does that mean?
You can look it up. So I mean, it was a crazy concept. And, you know, the beauty of it is, first of all, you can play 18 holes in probably around 2 hours. And they have all these, they had 6 pro golfers playing. And it takes the stuffiness out of golf because they're fooling around, they're joking. Yeah. There's 1,500 people there who bought tickets, so they're all heckling the golfers. You know, they're like, "Oh, what was that?" You know, and they're all eating and drinking. It's like a golf tournament in Arizona, indoors, where you could, and it's the closeness of the proximity. I mean, the whole thing was just an amazing concept.
So. What is it going to be? Because it's a league now?
It is,
like,
yeah.
So they're going to keep showing same teams playing against each
different other? Different teams. They've put together different teams. Tiger and Rory have got together, and they make up teams on the different games. And then, of course, you know, the golf holes are impossible because you wouldn't be able to walk them because you can make it whatever you want. It's only virtual.
And is it just one green that's built? And then
it is one, and they just keep changing
change
it over and over.
Whatever they want with the undulation.
Yeah, crazy. What a crazy
that's
concept.
That's cool. That's kind of a, yeah, I like it.
Because, you know, the bad thing is people don't like golf for a lot of reasons. You know, and one of them is too stuffy, takes too long.
That can be, yeah.
You know, you're watching, and we're watching them walk down the fairway. Who cares? Well, this, you know, there's none of that. It speeds it up. You have a shot clock. You got to shoot within 40 seconds.
Yeah. And you can be as loud as you want.
And you can heckle them. And, you know, I mean, the whole thing, all the things that people don't like about golf, it takes it out of it. It's pretty interesting. I mean, they just built a whole building just for that.
Well, and it sure feels like it has a better chance of making it with supporters like Tiger Woods and Rory McIlroy.
That doesn't hurt.
You know, very, very wealthy professional golfers.
Yeah, it didn't hurt, Kev, for sure. It's just basically made for TV, and it was kind of a fun thing. Yeah, it was interesting. I didn't know for sure if it would be fun to watch, but man, it's like when they sped baseball up. Some people, of course, hated that because, you know, you're a traditionalist. But man, for a lot of people, being able to watch a baseball game in under 3 hours was great.
Yeah,
and it kind of does the same thing for golf. So well done.
So you would watch this consistently?
It was actually fun. And the golfers are having fun playing it because there's just, you know, it's just more of a lighthearted thing. You're not playing for $1 million, so it's easier to have more fun.
Sure.
And they're just joking around and they're mic'd up and, you know, the whole thing. So, yeah, it was pretty well done.
Yeah.
They figured it out.
Have you ever considered just, like, miking yourself up during a golf game?
Uh-huh.
Have you done that?
No.
Oh.
No, my son wanted to do it once. He's like, we should just do it for fun. I'm like, depending on who's hitting, it could be interesting.
Yeah.
And plus, with my sons, you know, we tend to give each other a hard time. And, you know, it's kind of a fun event.
I've had a bunch of those videos pop up on my, like, Facebook reels of, like, little kids playing flag football or something, and they're mic'd up.
Really? Wow.
It's hilarious.
Depending on the kid, that could be very funny.
Yeah, that could be fun.
Yeah. Anyway, kind of interesting, fun way. It tries to eliminate all the boring things about golf and make it more exciting. And they kind of did it. They went for the... You know, they're going obviously for a younger end, which obviously I am.
Boy, are you ever.
Why was there some hesitation there, Kevin?
Well, I mean, I think I just surprised him.
He's the younger end of golf.
Okay.
Easy.
Easy.
What do you got for us, Steve?
You know, Reba's a busy person.
Very right now. Holy smokes.
And she's about to get busier. Or maybe she's already in the... I don't know what the deal is time-wise, but she's working on a new project.
Another one?
Or gonna be, I guess. I don't know.
She's already doing Happy's Place. I mean, what the heck?
So this, I guess, is gonna be... I guess it's a film, and it's based off of a New York Times best-selling novel. The all-girl filling station's last reunion.
Whoa, complicated.
Yeah. And she is going to be a part of this. I guess it's in development right now.
Okay.
Or going to be. And what did it say? She's going to be the...
Oh, so this is a book that they're going to make into a movie?
Correct.
I see.
And I thought it said what she was going to be as a part of this.
Part of the girls who are at the filling station is my guess.
Oh, produce and star.
Oh, there it is. There it is.
Well, yeah.
See how I figured that out?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was well done,
Jay. I didn't even read the story, and I was able to determine what she was going to be.
Well, it's a darling group of women who ran the first all-girl filling station during World War II and ultimately became the first female Air Force pilots.
Oh, geez. Okay. I'm unaware of the story.
Well, maybe if you read the book.
Yeah, well, that's not going to happen.
Thanks, Steve.
Five. The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Go, Mr. Spaghetti, go.
Go, Spaghetti.
Spaghetti-o.
Go, yo, Spaghetti.
Yo, Spaghetti.
Go, Spaghetti.
Kevin James.
It's your birthday. Go, Spaghetti. Go, Spaghetti. Go, Spaghetti.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Wait, is this what you guys were fighting about yesterday? Or is this something else that you were fighting about?
No, we weren't fighting yesterday, I don't think.
Oh, we were having a discussion.
Oh. How did this even start with the over-explain, under-explain scenario?
Like most things, I don't really know.
Mm.
Actually, no. I think we were talking about a former coworker of you guys.
Okay.
And how he liked to over-explain things.
That is correct, Steve.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, yeah, I can relate to that.
And you were like, wouldn't you prefer to have someone over-explain than under-explain?
Yeah.
And I think Jay was like, no.
Yeah, no, I mean, it really depends on the situation, clearly.
But
on a regular, everyday, day-in, day-out basis, no, I don't need over-explanation.
Oh, that's where you and I differ.
Yeah, I know. I'm aware of it.
You're fully aware.
So, anything else, Jay? Anything else? No, I'm now driving home. It's fine.
As I chase you down the road.
He's following me, you know, running by me. But wait. When you said to do that, would you want me to do it right now or in 5 minutes? Whatever, man.
Can you hold my hand, Jay?
Yeah, Steve is the please over-explain it to me. And as soon as you are done over-explaining it, I am then going to ask about a bunch of questions.
To
about
ask you it, to explain it again.
Mm-hmm. That basically explain it again.
Just to clarify.
Yeah, clarifying.
Just to make sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then, even once he does it, he'll be like, so is this right? Is this what you were thinking?
Right. Yeah.
We're like, yep. What was the thing yesterday, Steve? You were trying to decide on something, and I just straight up said, Steve, it's perfect.
Just the way it is. I think it was a Facebook post, Kevin.
Are you sure? And I go, dude, just do it. You're overthinking it. Just do it.
Leave it. It's fine.
Confident and positive.
That's right,
those are his two words for the year.
That's correct.
All right, from now on, I'm just going to do things and...
live with the mistake.
Yeah. Ask for forgiveness later. Is
absolutely.
That right?
Yeah.
Like what you're doing there.
Okay, you say that now.
I do, and then I can yell at you later for not asking. It's fine.
Okay.
Do you think most people like it one way or the other? Which way do you think they like it?
The over-explainer or the under-explainer?
That is the question.
Boy.
I mean, I guess we could just ask.
Yeah, let's do that.
You want to do 7 calls?
Think that's fair.
Okay. It says it all.
7 calls says it all.
Which do you prefer? Not which one are you, which one do you prefer? And I guess you'd probably be the same, because if you like having stuff over-explained, you're probably an over-explainer. I feel like that's probably true.
That could be.
Guilty.
All right, so 509-441-0999. Let's finish it up. It forever will be our opinion that one is better than the other. Over-explainer or under-explainer? Which do you prefer? 509-441-0999. Jay and Kevin show, hello.
Hi.
Over-explainer or under-explainer?
Over.
I'm going to see. This will be interesting if this falls along gender lines.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, very good. Thank you. Appreciate it. 509-441-0999. Over-explainer or under-explainer?
Under-explainer.
That a girl. There we go. It's tied 1-1.
She doesn't need details. She doesn't.
Hey, look, I got enough details. I'll figure the rest out on my own. Okay, very good. Thank you. What a great laugh.
Yeah, that was a great laugh.
Hi, Coyote Country. Over or under-explainer?
I prefer over, but I'm an under-explainer.
Ooh, how score that?
Oh, geez. Well, she said she preferred over, so okay. You got to go with what her preference is.
Can I ask 7 more questions about this?
No, you cannot. Jay and Kevin show, hello?
Hello?
Hi, over-explainer or under-explainer? Which do you prefer?
Over-explainer.
Over-explainer. All right. Yeah. 3-1 for the overs. It's like getting close to sealing the deal right
it
here.
Does, yeah.
Hello, Coyote Country.
Hello.
Are you like over-explainers or under-explainers?
Under.
Under is still alive. Thank you, sir. Appreciate that.
Close battle.
Yeah. This would be number 6. Coyote Country, hi.
Hi, over-explainer.
For the win.
Yes. Yeah. There we go.
Are you an over or an under-explainer, do you think?
In between.
Oh, you just write down. Oh, sure. Just ride the fence line. I see perfect. How you are. Yeah.
Yep.
All right. Very good. Thank you. Appreciate it. So over will get the win. 4-2. 7 calls says it all. We can never change it. What do you think you are, Kevin?
I think I do prefer the over-explainer. Mm-hmm. If it's, I mean, it really does depend on the circumstance.
Oh, for sure.
But
if it's something
if
that you don't know.
Explaining it, and I'm like, okay, I know all this part. I can kind of tune it out and just let it be and be like, okay, cool, thanks.
Yeah.
Mm. So I think ultimately I prefer over-explainer because the under-explainer, you're setting yourself up for disappointment.
Well, just because you're an under-explainer doesn't mean you can't ask questions.
No, not allowed.
Sure. the under-explainer, you just ask questions if you have questions. The over-explainer, it's hard to shut them up because they just keep over-explaining it. Yeah, I already got that. I got it. If I need any more, I'll ask a question.
Okay.
So, you know, if you take out questions, obviously that's a different poll, but...
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, if you can ask, then I would say I'd rather have it under-explained, and then I can ask questions if I don't get it.
Then it's only a bummer if, like, I didn't ask the right question,
that's
and
true.
Now I need to get this done.
Yep.
And, yeah.
And then you're going back and forth and
or
back
you just try
forth.
To figure it out on your own.
Ooh.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country.